Our family perhaps has been in that same situation as maybe some of you are tonight. When my husband and I were married, we were two people who had problems. And when two people who have problems get married, they have problem marriages. But there is an answer. I'm happy to tell you that tonight. We had four children very quickly. Sometimes we think children are going to heal marriages, and that's a fallacy. They don't. It only compounds relationships if husbands and wives aren't getting along. We were two selfish people, and we knew that when two become married, they are to become one. We couldn't figure out which one. And it really caused a lot of conflict from other reasons as well. I was attending one church and my husband was attending another. And that caused severe problems in our marriage. The space program didn't help the situation. It only made it more difficult because Jim had to be gone so much. And we lived in a fishbowl. Oh yes, the all-American men and women and families wore a mask. They had a lot of problems. They didn't want the world to see. So the women would go to the doctor and get handfuls of tranquilizers. Had I known it at the time, I'd have been doing the same thing. But I believe God spared me from that. And as our problems increased, our marriage started down the tubes. And there came a point, about a year before Jim's flight, that I decided the only way to handle the situation was a divorce. And you say, well, weren't you a Christian? Yes. Was Jim a Christian? Yes. But beloved, it is one thing to say you are a Christian, and it's quite another to live a life of a Christian. I had no victory in my life. I had no abundant life. We had no victory in our marriage. There was bitterness and anger and hurt and unforgiveness. It's like stamp book. We save up all these little ugly things against one another and save them in a book. What for? I have never figured out. But I think it's time to get rid of those stamp books, because they only breed pain. And I remember going to a friend, fine friend he was, said the way he made decisions was he would put the pros on one page and the cons on another. And so here I was planning to do this with my marriage. Why should I stay in this marriage and why shouldn't I? I had a whole page full of things of why I shouldn't. And one thing of why I should. And I can assure you, it was all in the flesh, not in the spirit. The only reason I stayed and didn't go to a lawyer, because I thought it just might work. And we'd already been married over 15 years. God began to do a work in my heart as I began to search. I'd been raised in a Christian family. I'd gone to Christian school for 12 years. I professed to be a Christian. I taught the little children in Sunday school for years. And yet I had never made Jesus Christ personal. I'd never made Him mine because I didn't know how. But through the turmoil of a shattering marriage, it causes you to do some searching. And I remember so clearly one weekend I just simply left and went down by the waterfront to be alone. I'd been taking art lessons for a while, and my teacher had always said, never go anywhere without your pad and your pencils. So I took out my pad and pencils and sat down by the waterfront, and I can still hear it and see it as though it happened yesterday. Sitting on a log with the wind slightly blowing, I can still see the shrimp boats and hear them creaking in the wind. I can still smell the fishy smell. And I can still hear the seagulls cry overhead as I cried out to God, who am I? Where am I going? Why am I here? I had no answers. And I needed answers. I remember seeing a broken paper cup and cigarette wrappers blowing by me. And I thought, yeah, that's just like my life. Trash blowing in the wind. Going nowhere. God, there's got to be an answer. And then I finally let go of all of it, of trying to do it myself. There must have been great rejoicing in heaven when Mary Irwin finally got that message to her thick head. You can't do it no matter how hard you try. You can never do it. You can never have enough strength. Never. But when I let go, I let Jesus do it. And told Him to take over if there was anything worth taking over. I remember immediately, I must have seen it in the Spirit. I saw a boxing ring. And I saw Jesus Christ in one corner and Satan in the other. And that battle for my soul only lasted about 30 seconds. And it was over. And I saw Christ come out in the center of the ring, victorious, with His hand held high. And I said, Jesus, if You fought the devil for me, I'll go anywhere with You. No matter where You send me, I'll go anywhere. I'll follow You. That's all He was looking for, was just a willing spirit instead of a disobedient, rebellious one like I had been. One who was so selfish, that wanted her own way, that was causing great problems within a marriage. When God joins two together, we are to become as one flesh. One. And we hadn't become that. But the grace of God has drawn us closer and closer together in the spirit of unity. I thank Him for it. When we put Jesus Christ the center of our individual lives and the center of our marriage, that's when it began to straighten out. And I cried out to God, I want our marriage to be the epitome of love, the love of Jesus. I want it to be a reflection of everything that He stands for and everything that He is. And I won't settle for crumbs. Like, God, I want the whole cake. I'm just selfish enough to want the whole thing. I want it right with You. And God, put us together where You want us. That was my cry from my heart so deep. Put us together. When God puts two people together, He puts them together. He doesn't separate them. And God has done that. He has been so faithful. He has put us in a ministry together to serve Him. It's been a joy. And there's been healing in our marriage. I had to go to my husband and ask his forgiveness for not following his leadership, for being a rebellious wife. And that was so hard for me to do, to swallow my pride. But there was healing in it. And I can assure you, wives, you can cripple your husband spiritually just as surely as if you chained his feet together, if you are not under his leadership. I told my husband, I won't always agree with you, but I will submit to your authority. I've watched God do a great healing. Because in that kind of authority arrangement, that God is the head, and Christ, and our husbands, and the wives, and the family, there's harmony, there's unity. And we begin to watch our children straighten out. God did a wonderful thing. And He'll do that healing tonight in your families too. If you're willing to have a spirit of forgiveness and come to one another in that spirit and want to be healed, your families and your marriages, God will do that. I know He's faithful, for He's done it for us. And I praise Him, and we serve Him together.